This is Robert Martellacci, the MindShare Learning Podcast, Learning and Technology e-Magazine. I'm here at ISTE 2016 in Denver and have the good fortune of having a MindShare Learning moment with Jeff Lowe, Vice President of Smart Technologies. And we're here at the Smart Command Center at inner bowels of the Convention Center. And I want to thank you for joining me this morning, Jeff.
It's my pleasure, Robert. Thanks very much.
You know, I'd like to say it's taken Smart 20 years to be an overnight success. It doesn't happen overnight, and you've got an interesting evolution happening now with some great new products here at the show. Perhaps you can touch on the conference, what you're highlighting, and what it's been like for you thus far.
Absolutely. It's been a whirlwind. We've had a great show here. It's just wrapping up today, and it's been a flurry of activity both in our booth and down here in our command center, as you call it, meeting with customers. So I'll take you through kind of from a 50,000 foot level in terms of what our overall messaging and approach has been,
sure,
right down to kind of the ground floor of what making it real with a couple of customer examples.
Fantastic.
So overall, our messaging for this year continues. It's not a new saying or vision for us, but it's natural collaboration. So our viewpoint at Smart is that the technology should almost be invisible, and that students should be allowed to behave in the classroom and to learn in the classroom the same way they do outside of it, and what comes naturally to them,
sure,
with all the digital tools and capabilities that they are in their everyday lives, just like oxygen to them, right? So that's been our theme, and we really are celebrating teachers at this event and
Fantastic.
Putting teachers on a pedestal. And we have a slogan that we're using, which are teachers are superheroes, technology is their superpower. And so we as a technology brand are standing behind and helping to supply some of that superpower to the superheroes, who are the teachers. So overall, again, 50,000 foot level, that's been
right.
Our message. If you take it down the next notch, this is a bit more academic, but we've recently done a global research study that says if education technology is really about outcomes and trying to define success, how do we better help our customers actually define what success means? What is the right formula? Is there a formula for success? And so we've done a lot of great work, and I can take you through a 100-page research report, but
right.
in a very short period, I would tell you that the formula that came out is, first and foremost, there's no substitute for great teaching.
Absolutely.
And that's in line with our overall theme,
right.
Is no amount of technology will ever overcome the effectiveness of a great teacher. However, if you compare great technology with great teaching, you get incremental gains of success.
Right. It's the accelerator.
That's the accelerator.
Right.
And so that's the best of both worlds, is great teaching enabled by great technology. What's super interesting is when you look at what is great technology, though, is it's a software-first approach. So what this research found was, what is the pedagogy? What is the teaching principles and practices? What is the software to enable that from a content and from a pedagogy perspective?
Right.
And then, it's not saying hardware, and when I talk about hardware, I'm talking about, yes, displays, but also personal devices, tablets, and so forth. How do they enable the software? And so it's interesting when you think of it, it's a pretty simple formula: teaching, then software, then hardware. But oftentimes in this industry, I think it's the reverse. It's,
right,
we are going to solve for better outcomes by putting in fill-in-the-blank technology in every classroom, and it's just not working.
Right.
So basically, we've put that out there as a thought leadership platform. We've done some great work with some of the real thought leaders in the industry and done some great sessions around that, and then driven people to our booth to hear about things like our software. So if I then go down to the third level of great, so what actually is Smart providing when it comes to things like hardware and software? There's two big announcements that we've made at the show. One is the Smart Learning Suite. So basically, we've bundled together four different types of software for collaboration in the classroom,
right,
and put them all into one bundle that's easy to buy and
Seamless.
Easy to use, called SLS, Smart
right.
Learning Suite.
Great.
And many people, they don't know that Smart's in the software business at all.
Right.
We're viewed as the whiteboard company. So it's been a real revelation for a number of our customers to say, oh, wow, I had no idea. Or maybe I've heard of Notebook, but I had no idea of these great new cloud-based collaboration tools you have in something called Smart Amp, or this new game-based learning programs we have in something called Smart Lab, and so on
right.
and so forth.
So you're embracing the cloud.
Absolutely. We've also launched a new all-in-one display, which is called Smart Cap IQ, which is a 75-inch or 55 or 65-inch interactive display, which includes all of our software suite and other applications that teachers use every day, all without having a computer that they need to plug in. So Imagine just as a teacher being able to walk up, the board wakes up and detects your presence, and you've got everything you need, if it's a browser, if it's Smart Notebook or Smart Amp, Google Docs, all there for you. So that's been really well received as well. So those are our two big announcements, is our software suite and our new display. And then finally, you know, and again, where the rubber meets the road is we've brought in a number of our teachers and a number of our customers to talk in our booth and to talk to our customers about, actually, is this stuff working? Is it improving in my classroom? Are we making impacts with our students? And we're just telling some incredible stories with our customers. So for example, we have one project where a number of students got together across distance, and they were grade 11 science students, and using our technology, some of the ones I was just mentioning, engineered and designed actual portable lights that could be made with 3D printers that could then be sent to underdeveloped countries to help them so they could actually study at night on their own in places like the Dominican Republic. And so an amazing project where people actually collaborated across distance and had a huge sense of teamwork and just affiliation with doing something incredible for the world.
And the technology was transparent.
It exactly. Was it's not around, hey, here's the features and functions of the technology or what the touch pattern was on the display or it's here's what we were able to accomplish. And then in a similar vein, another case study that we've been profiling here is in the a project for special needs students. And again, all around the world, from in Sweden and Germany, in places like New Mexico and Atlanta in the United States, kids that were, you know, challenged in terms of being able to express themselves and also in the sense of belonging and having colleagues that they could communicate with and outreach to. And through some of these technologies, they were able to have a voice, contribute to a project, make friends across the world, and really have an incredible sense of identity. And so it's those sorts of outcomes that I think the focus needs to be on in EdTech. So so that's really been, I would say, the most effective thing for us here at ISTE is having our customers speak on our behalf of what they're doing.
Well, that's fantastic. I think illuminating these success stories is really important, and sometimes it gets lost in the translation, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. I think all too often the focus is on the technology and the feeds and speeds, and it's more of the what, you know, we're selling or we're offering to the industry versus the why.
Right.
And that we should keep focused on the why we're doing what we're doing is, so at outcomes, it's about, you know, teaching and learning outcomes. And I think in a $7+ billion industry, there's not enough focus on are we actually moving the needle on what we're doing to impact students' lives.
So fantastic. Now, change is a constant in the EdTech world, and you've got some a recent announcement of a potential acquisition that's not finalized. Perhaps we can touch on that a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. So on May 26th, we announced that we're entered into an agreement to be acquired by a company called Foxconn. And perhaps not many people have heard of Foxconn.
I'm somewhat familiar with it. Okay. They're a big player in the world.
They're a massive company. They're actually number 31 on the Fortune 100.
Wow.
$139 billion company with 1.3 million employees.
Huge.
Same number of employees as all the people that live in Calgary, for example.
Yes.
But basically, they're a, what they call a contract manufacturer, so the world's largest contract manufacturer. So big companies like Apple and Sony go to them because they're the most efficient company in the world at manufacturing.
And to meet the demand, the volume demands.
That's right. So when you think of supply chain and operational excellence, that's Foxconn's brand. And they, for example, they make iPhones and iPads and PlayStations and Cisco routers and 40+% of the consumer electronics. So for us, why we're very, very excited about this partnership and this acquisition is we view Smart as an innovation company with some of the stories that I was just telling, and we continue to innovate, and they're an operational excellence company. And I think it just gives us all sorts of areas in terms of ways to accelerate our vision, to expand to new products and new markets with their backing and their stability.
So tremendous synergy, it appears.
Absolutely. So we're on track. The deal is expected to close within 3 or 4 months from the announcement. So September timeframe. And then we'll be able to announce more and talk more about what those synergies are.
So it sounds like there'll be some great things to come from Smart.
Absolutely.
You're not gone, as some companies or people were predicting, like BlackBerry, for example.
Absolutely not. In fact, this gives us the stability for long term that we need. And we feel with 100%. These new product announcements we've made and the momentum we're seeing with our customers, that we really have the wind in our sails now.
Wow. With that, congratulations. Okay. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
That was Jeff Lowe, Vice President of Marketing for Smart Technologies. My name is Robert Martellacci in the Mindshare Learning Report. Be sure to check out www.mindsharelearning.com to get your latest issue of the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.